This is Ozarks at Large. Breath is certainly something we've considered the past 4 months. COVID-19 assaults our breathing. George Floyd's plea that he couldn't breathe continues to resonate. Composer and guitarist Thomas Eccles is considering breath for a composition he's writing during his artist-in-residency with Trillium Salon Series. His residency, taking place on Mount Sequoia, was originally scheduled for March, but delayed because of the virus. The Arkansas native and current Austin, Texas resident joined us by Zoom this week, along with Trillium Salon Series founder Katie Hendrickson, to discuss the premiere of his piece that takes place virtually tomorrow night at 7. Katie says the past 4 months, while stressful, have offered a chance to think more about music and community.
I think we had the chance to really regroup as an organization and figure out how we can present a concert and a salon and something where we're actually interacting with the audience, which is a core part of what Trillium does, and have the time to really think on how we can still do that when we can't have an in real life audience. What do you think, Tom?
Yeah, I think it's a big part of that is just regrouping, just getting some time to think about how would it be like, you know, we've discussed it a couple of times and kind of had a few goes at it, like, how would we do this? Or how would it be like satisfying? And I've definitely, you know, tried out a bunch of different versions of how to be a performer and work with an audience in this kind of COVID time that we're in.
Katie and Thomas, too, how will this Trillium experience, how will we, those of us who are watching and experiencing, how will we experience it and how can we experience it?
Sure. Well, it'll all be live streamed at our website, TrilliumSalonSeries.com. We'll have it up on our brand new YouTube channel as well. If people are just used to going to YouTube, you can just subscribe and it'll be live there. But it'll feed right into our website Saturday night at 7 p.m. And it'll be different than just, say, a concert where he's performing. I'll actually get to host it. So Tom and I will actually be able to say hi, and I get to introduce him in the beginning. And then everyone will experience this composition that he's writing while he's staying here up at Mount Sequoia, which is really amazing. And then after everyone experiences it and gets this chance to let it wash over them, then Tom and I will come back and we'll have a Q&A session, and we can take questions from listeners actually and respond to those. So it's not the same as being in real life. It's not going to be exactly like with an audience where we can actually talk face to face, but it's as close as we can get in this environment. And Trillium actually has just launched a community forum. Actually, the developer is putting it on our website, I think, today. And so it's a community forum, and I'll encourage everyone to go to our website and join up to the community forum, so that way we can interact in real time on our community forum about this event.
So tell me what you're exploring as you're preparing and have prepared this piece.
There's so many ways to deal with breath and sound. And one thing that I'm doing is, as part of my creative process, I make custom software that it's something that I teach to people and that I use a lot in my work, using a few different programming environments, but one that's really geared towards artists of all kinds of types, called Max, MSP. And one thing that I have in there is a thing that, like, say you breathe into a microphone, you know, you do this, like, you know, just that much. I shouldn't do that into this mic. Anyway, that was a bad idea. But anyway, you breathe in a way that means nothing, but then you can analyze the frequency. Just like any note has a certain amount of frequencies in it. You know, it's not just one note. Like when you go, like that kind of thing. It's one note. Yeah, that's like a tube. And that's my impersonation of tube and throat singing. And, but that's like got different timbres, different little tone colors, because there's different notes in there, you know? And you can analyze that, and you can find out the exact, to the T, the exact presence of all of those. And so I've made one aspect of what I'm working with is a patch of software that does that. And then I can kind of extract that, and I can stretch it out in time maybe, and then run other sound that I've composed through a guitar or something through a filter that is based off of those amplitudes. So it's like you're hearing, you know, when you see one of those photos that then morphs into another person's face and another person's face, and now, you know, and it does it, but at one point you get this thing that's a person that's neither person, and it's like it's mixed. You know, that's kind of a metaphor for a kind of blending of sounds that you can do with things like concatenative synthesis, these different very weird technical things that are ways of really breaking down. So that's one aspect that I'm going to be using with breath, is like processing in a really particular way that no one needs to know how I did it, but it will be kind of pervasive through it. And then also, you know, noticeable breathing in the piece that I'm sampling and breaking up and using in different ways that you'll have different kinds of breathing, like gasping, you know, like hard to breathe breathing, and restricted breathing, and really, you know, relaxed, you know, the joy of being able to breathe freely, and all kinds of things there. You know?
It strikes me that this is boundless, that you're only bound perhaps by imagination, technology, and deadline. And I'm wondering then what it's like to rein yourself in ready for the performance on Saturday.
Wow, what a great question. I'm coming off of another residency that I just did a week ago, where I did something completely different, collaborating with four other people, and we were on a deadline all the time. We were talking about it, how it was neat that we were getting so much done so quickly, and how we were all composers and composer performers. And one thing that came up in conversation about that was that, so yeah, that's what I identify as a composer performer. And one quality that I think is distinctive about that is that, besides just the fact that I play an instrument and I play my own pieces, and because there are composers that just compose for a string quartet and they're not having any part of it. And I do that sometimes too, but I'll do a lot of this. And one quality of that is that I'm within my body. My body is very much a part of my compositional process, just like performing. Like, there's a physicality to it. And so, for lack of a better word, the best word I can come up with, like kind of a sensual kind of aspect to that, because of the senses, right? And so I enter into like, kind of like, you know, metaphorical, I guess it's always a metaphor, but throwing noodles at the wall, unless you're actually cooking. And so I'm throwing some noodles at the wall, and it instantly starts to make constraints. And I like to respond to that and see where my limits, my enabling limitations have arisen, you know, and that happens real quick for me. So I just started this morning, you know, like working, and pretty quickly got into some of that excited me. And, you know, I'm kind of comfortable with stop. I don't feel like worried about like, if I stop and think about it, like I'm going to ruin things or something. So I like was stopping and thinking, being like, oh, this is neat, because I feel comfortable and happy to be here doing this.
I just like to talk about how important it is to support musicians directly. And that's something that Trillium's really dedicated to. We recently were awarded a Bridge Fund, our first grant, that was funded in partnership with the Northwest Arkansas Council and the Walton Family Foundation. We're thrilled to have that support so that we could come up with these new technologies, use money to directly support musicians in a time when, I mean, Tom or whomever, orchestras have canceled their entire seasons. It's just a devastating time for people who have been told they're supposed to make all their money from performing live, and then they can't perform live. So this is a great opportunity for the community to come together and experience sounds that are amazing and directly support musicians. So I'm just really thrilled to have that opportunity.
Katie Hendrickson is the founder of the Trillium Salon Series. Thomas Eccles, a composer and guitarist, is the first artist in residence for the Trillium Salon Series. His performance is tomorrow night at 7. You can learn more about the event and the community forum launched this week by the Trillium Salon Series at TrilliumSalonSeries.com. And more about Thomas can be found at his website, ThomasEccles.com.